Friends and enemies, we are back together again today. Let's get weird. This is Amy.
This is E.
And you're listening to Curse Words and Crayons presents True Crime. The sweet release of summer is coming, y'all. Can you feel it? I hope you're soaking up some time outdoors. I hope that you're sending your kids outside to play. Get them out of your face. Get the sun on their face and get yourself a little bit of peace and quiet. I always forget how close humans and houseplants are. With a little bit more water, with a little bit more sun, it just really changes your whole perspective on the day. It makes you perk right up. So if you have not had your water today, go ahead and grab that right now. And also, maybe go sit outside while you're listening to this.
You know, the other day I was talking to somebody who had never heard of seasonal anxiety disorder, and it blew my mind. So he was joking about how often I had somebody, it's a dance dad, it's the dance dad on the team, okay. Single dad, he's amazing. Love him. He's funny, he's great, his daughter's great. Regardless, that's just another topic. But he was joking about how often I did not show up in the month of January. Mm. And February, I started trickling in. Mm-hmm. And I laughed at him and I was like, oh yeah, you know, the darkness took me. It's a joke, but LOL, like every fucking year, January, I'm like, why?
Why am I so sad?
Yes. Why can I not get out of bed? Why is everything like more difficult? Which is also why maybe we shouldn't be setting January resolutions. Like we should be doing them in spring to honestly, to make resolutions in the middle of the like darkest part of the year just doesn't make any sense for your body's rhythms either. Like that's traditional. Like if you were to sit down and think about it, that's obviously the worst time of the year to start something. So then you also put different expectations on yourself. So then you just all around feel like shit, but it's dark outside and obviously you're going to do less. You know what bears do? They hibernate. They literally just get fat and then they sleep. So if you got fat and you were still able to do a little bit, you know, you did more than a bit, like you're mammaling it up. Okay. Like you're appropriate. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. But either way, like the look in his eyes, he was like, what do you mean the darkness took you? And I was like, no, I get the sads. Ha ha ha. No, but for real, like I get seasonal anxiety disorder and like my depression, like it manifests normally at its highest around like January and February. And he did not understand. Like he was like, whoa, that was brand new news to him. He had never heard of it before. I don't know if that was an eye-opening conversation for him. You get what I'm saying? Like I wonder, because I remember the first time I heard somebody talk about it, I was like, oh, is that why I get sad? I'd wonder if he thinks that or if he thinks like, wow, what a special little bird she is. You
right.
know?
Like what a great excuse. But honestly,
No. I think he likes me and we're friends and like he picks on me an appropriate amount. So like I think he would equally be like, well, that's a facet of her. You know, but
sure.
I wonder if he's like, what a strange little hummingbird she is, or like, oh shit, that makes sense. Do you get what I'm saying? You know how sometimes your
yeah.
friends say something and you're like, you're just a special sparkle unicorn. Like
yeah,
you're just
super on brand for you. Love it.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
it so much.
Uh-huh.
I am shocked by two things that just came out of your mouth. Number one, the fact that that gentleman had no idea what seasonal depression was is shocking to me because I live that every year of my
yeah,
life.
Yeah, I wish I didn't know.
Right. I wish I could be like, oh, how weird it is that people get sad when it's dark out. It's gross. And number two, why are we not setting resolutions in April?
I don't know. Somebody was talking about it in January, and I was like, that makes so much sense.
Because you know
if
what
we
I
went
don't
on...
want to do in January? Start a new, like, health regimen. I want to sleep,
yeah.
and I want to be in under a blanket. Like, I don't want to...
You need the
move more.
Warm comfort foods
yeah.
to keep you feeling better. I do.
Oh, this has changed my life.
You're welcome. I also have something else. It might not change your life, but it's our show and tell of the week.
Yay!
Yeah? Okay. So, surprise, surprise. It's a beauty product. What? No. So crazy. I know for 2024, one of the words that I wrote down that I wanted to like was skincare, which is kind of, but to like take better care of myself, especially in the form of skincare. Okay. So this is called bio oil. It's extremely affordable and I love, 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 love the way it smells. It comes in an unfragranted version as well.
Okay.
So you can get a fragranted, you can get the unfragranted. I like the fragranted one, which is a surprise for me, but it's very like.
What does it smell like?
Kind of like Skin So Soft. Ooh, my mom used to sell Avon.
Yeah.
It smells a little bit like Skin So Soft. That's or like that traditional Avon.
My childhood. Yeah.
Flavor. Yeah. I think that's also why I like it so much. So I'm normally, again, not one for fragrances, but this like very like light. Feminine, but not, you don't smell like a baby, which is great.
Chalk that up. So, chalk that up for the win column. All right. You've got me. You've hooked me. Let's go.
Exactly. So I've been using it for about 3 months and I just ran out of my like small bottle. So it comes in a small bottle for like, I don't know, $10. And then the larger bottle is $20. I think my $10 one lasts me again, like 3 months. I've been using it on my face. And on my chest and my hands specifically. I've used it on my body and it's okay, but it's not like a body oil. So it does absorb very, very, very well.
Okay.
So I love that. It is an amazing primer for makeup, especially for cream makeup girlies. So it just helps everything just like smooth and sit and set into the skin better when you're dab, 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 dab. You know, I haven't gotten any additional breakouts. Like I've broken out because I'm a human being, and yeah, lots of stressors, but I haven't broken out more, even though it's an oil that I am using on my face. It really helps hydrate the skin.
Love that.
However, like I said, it absorbs in so well, and it's really good for scars, dark spots, stretch marks, and uneven skin tone. I use it in the morning. I use it at night. You can also use it to replace cuticle oil. So again, I use it on my hands. I have used it as hair oil. So last night we had a dance competition and I used it on my hands to help slick Aurora's hair back. So if you're into like the girl look, it's really, and it also has different, you know, it's got like vitamin E and whatever, some other good stuff for your skin that's also good for your hair. So $10, that was a small bottle. It's super cheap. I love that. I also recently found out, because again, skincare has been like one of the things that I've been trying to focus on. I turned 35 this year. I think that might be one of the reasons that I'm like, I still want to look like my youth. But I recently read and heard from like different articles and then a bunch of TikTokers and small children that I look up to in forms of skincare knowledge. And they have been saying the cheaper that you can get a product, the better. So if all of the active ingredients are the same, and like obviously if the ingredient list is like 855 on the cheap version and there's like four on the expensive version, but if you can look at the products and you can find a dupe that's very similar, that you definitely want to do that. And when I was a fashion merchandising girly in college, and I can confirm, at least with perfume and probably with skincare, the most that they spend is on marketing, branding, on packaging, those kind of things. If you can find something that has the same active ingredients inside of it, why does it matter if they spent $7 on packaging it for you or a dollar if the same shit is inside?
Give it to me in a clear glass jar. I don't care. I don't need it to be in something fancy.
Exactly.
I love that though. And I am a constant comparer of things where it's like, oh, I really like this, but it's kind of expensive. Can I find it cheaper? Which I think is great. I didn't know that that was like the thing to do though. So wait.
Yes. Yeah. Which makes sense. And they also say like, oh, drugstore makeup is just as good because like with the designer labels, it's so-and-so over there
right.
saying it's amazing. Like, it's right. got it's Kylie Jenner's after. Name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, of course, like, yeah, she wants it to be exclusive and more expensive, and she wants different packaging, et cetera, et cetera. But if the ingredients are exactly the same, at the end of the day, I mean, now, if the application is different, like, whatever, and that's important to you, that,
right,
that makes sense.
Right, for sure. Well, yeah. I used to be an affiliate marketer for Saint, and I still use Saint makeup.
Me too.
And I love it, and I still fully recommend it. I still think it's a super great product, but a lot of companies have started coming out with cream-based products that I can
yes.
get in the store that's
yes.
way cheaper. And
yes.
some of it I've tried, and I really love, and some of it I've tried, and it's like, it's not as good. Like, I don't like it as much. It doesn't lay as well or whatever. But, you know, it's worth it if you're paying, like, $2 for this versus $6 or whatever, and then just to check it out. And even if you don't end up, like, loving it, but I love that. I have seen the bio oil. You talk about little girls that you look up to who like skincare. My niece is one of those that I'm like, oh, I need to, I'm curious about skincare. I'll ask my 12-year-old niece because she knows the most about skincare of anybody that I know. So I totally get that. But
does she use bio oil?
She does.
One. Okay. So a 14-year-old girl last night told me that she liked my pants. I'm really cool, you guys. That made me feel really, because she's not trying to sleep with me. She's not one of my adult friends that just thought, like, she's a 14-year-old girl.
Anything from you. Yeah.
Quite literally, she didn't have to even look me in the eyes. But she did, and she graced me with a compliment on my, and I was the only adult. And she even told her mom, ugh, I don't know why you wear your jean jacket like that. And I was just like, yeah, but she likes my pants. So.
Yeah. I have these cool pants on, 14-year-old, right?
Right? We're besties. Yeah, your mom's a loser. Fuck her.
You
wanna come sit, yeah. You want to come sit next to me? Well, Gab. No, I said not really. That's a weird. But I felt so cool. Like,
I
you
did
know,
feel
I felt
cool. I did feel
really neat.
Yeah.
Okay, so enough about skin, and let's talk about murder.
This
happened down in Vidor, Texas. I don't know if you recall. This is where the Candyman was born. So Dean Corll hails from Vidor, Texas. Now, this is not about the Candyman. That's another story that was told on a different day.
Absolutely. And in three different episodes, I do believe.
Oh, yeah.
It is a long and gruesome tale. But if you're interested, head on back to the archives because it's in there. But let's move on to today's case. Now, this case is still ongoing. So we're going to tell you what we know. We're going to tell you what we think. And then maybe we're going to come back and do a follow-up episode because I bet there's going to be more stuff coming out. So
we're also going to try to be careful because these people and their families, they're still with us today.
Correct.
And I don't want to get schmooed.
Yeah, I don't either. And also, like, we want to be kind.
Yes, kind of.
Yeah.
To some people.
To some, not to others.
Of our choosing.
The people who we are not going to be kind to, you'll know. You'll know who you are. So this involves a young woman by the name of Chelsea Shipp, and she was arrested for murder on March 31st, 2022. So this was just a mere 2 years ago. So it's not, like super, super recent. There's not a ton of details out there right now because, like I said, it's still ongoing, and it's causing a huge uproar on TikTok, which is where kind of all the information came from. Thanks to your case suggestions. So that is always super, super exciting. So Chelsea, she's 24 years old. She's born and raised in Texas. I feel like a lot of the murders we cover are from Texas. And
I told you it's because we're one of the largest states in the United States, so that's not fair. Your little drive around your your state is not worth a fucking fifth of mine. Yeah, asshole. No, I love
Texas.
We got a few
murders that came out of here. Texas forever. Okay. Well, she's from Southeast Texas. I don't know. Is that a bad part of Texas?
That's not a, yeah, I wouldn't tell people that I was from Southeast Texas.
All right. And also, it's where Dean Corll's from, and so we already know.
Yeah, exactly.
Vidor
Yeah, Vider is not where it's at. They're like super racist over there. Sorry if you hail from Vider, but it's traditionally known as like an extremely racist, just all over like bigoted town. Like you don't want to be anything but like white and male there.
Christian, male, yeah.
Yeah, Christian, male, straight, like blonde hair, blue-eyed would get you better, you know? Maybe brown eyes. You'd probably fit in better with brown eyes than blue eyes, but like, yeah.
Can't wait to go there. Never in my life. So awesome. So she's like a real cute girl. I also looked at pictures of her. She's cute. She seems to be
super
a little
adorable.
Bit of a wild child. You can kind of see her or accounts from her IG account. But she's young. She's 24. I feel like especially the older I get, the younger 24 gets. Like she's super young. She's a baby. But she just looks normal, average girl, like one that could be like the girl next door, the girl living on your street, but hopefully not on your street because allegedly she has killed someone. Brandy Moon is our main witness in this case. She states that she met Chelsea Shipp the summer before all of this happened through a beach house cleaning company that they were both employed at. In fact, Brittany said that Chelsea was a supervisor. So like that's kind of their relationship. They work together and Chelsea is a supervisor of this cleaning company.
Chelsea calls Brandy on Friday night, March 25th, 2022. She asked she could come over with a guy named Chelsea Arnold and a girl that Chelsea says is Cody Arnold's girlfriend. So Brandy says Cody Arnold and these two girls eventually made their way over to her place. They were there for like 10 or 15 minutes, and it seemed that Cody was romantically involved with both of these females, which, okay. She didn't say it was inconsensual, so just something to keep in mind, that he seemed like he was romantically involved with both of these females.
So Chelsea and the other girl.
Exactly.
Okay.
Not Brandy. Brandy's the observer. She's saying that Cody seems to be involved with Chelsea and the other female that he brought along with.
Don't yuck somebody's yum.
Go for it.
If it's yeah. okay for you, go for it.
If it's an okay for all parties involved, then I'm okay.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
will pretend to be okay with it, and I'll just keep those inside thoughts to myself.
I'm going
to
tell somebody else about it that's not you, okay? It'll be fine.
Maybe, but maybe not. Maybe not. You know, I'm trying to be better. We
That's
try
right.
to be better. You
That's
know,
right.
we try. Sometimes we just come with our own biases, and it's okay as long as we're all trying to be better. And Brandy reports that Chelsea called her again the next day. She asked if she could use, so Chelsea asks if she can use Brandy's car because Chelsea had some quote business to take care of. Brandy said yes. I wonder if Brandy also feels like she has to say yes because Chelsea is her supervisor. And I wonder if Chelsea is a nice girl or if Chelsea comes with mean girl energy. And therefore, you know, because I, at 4 years old, definitely would have probably come with some mean girl energy and made them bow to my, like, pecking order if I was
right.
the
especially,
supervisor.
Yeah, especially if I was the supervisor.
Like a beach cleaning. Those people are, like, 18 to 20. I'm 24. Yeah. Like, no. Like, I need to borrow your car. But that's a side thought. Again, maybe that's an inner thought that I should
maybe
have kept to myself.
Wasn't it? Maybe this Brandy girl is just super nice.
Exactly. So regardless, Brandy says yes. She didn't see an issue with it. Sunday morning, when Chelsea returns the car, Brandy gets a really weird feeling. It seems like something was really bothering Chelsea. And Chelsea said, hey, don't forget, if anybody asks you, I was with you in Baytown. And Cody had your car. She said this more than once. Again, this is all allegedly, supposedly, maybe. And, like, but she wasn't, according to Brandy. You know, that's not whatever. So this is what, again, this is what Brandy's saying happened. Chelsea also asked Brandy if she had her phone on her, which Brandy found to also be suspicious. Chelsea then tells Brandy to get in the truck. And this is where Chelsea really drops the bomb. Chelsea tells Brandy, I got rid of her and I shot her. Brandy said that, quote, Chelsea made a shooting motion with two fingers as if she was shooting a gun and moved her thumb two times downward like she was firing a gun. She said, he asked me to take care of a problem and how he has to do what he has to do. What? Yeah, but I mean, that's a direct quote from her, but she, I guess she was basically saying he told me to do what I needed to do to get rid of.
Right. And now he's got to do what problem. He's got to do. Like he's got to take care of whatever, mm-hmm. whatever.
She
else.
Did her portion. So now it's his time. Again, allegedly, supposedly, that is what Brandy Moon mm-hmm. excuse me, that's what Brandy Moon told the police.
Which, what a groovy name, Brandy Moon. Like,
I think
like
it sounds so cute.
Like a cool, cute name. I also find it odd that she asked her if she had her phone on her, because this is 2020.
Maybe.
She doesn't have their phone on them, like, at all times, period.
100%, but maybe she didn't want her to be, like, recording it, or...
I thought about that, or, like, don't call the cops right away, and so I don't, like, I don't want you to be calling and telling on me, but, like, if I think you're going to tell on me... I'm
then
you
shouldn't tell her. Yeah.
Murdered somebody.
Yeah, so, if you're not going to be my confidant, then I'm not going to let you know the pig farm that I dropped these
you
people off at. Like,
you don't
get
let into
here.
The circle of trust if I don't trust that you're not going to narc, all right?
Is this a coven of secrets, or are you sitting at a different table for lunch?
Tell me now.
Because those are the options. Because
I got secrets to tell you, okay?
Or not. And I want to choose wisely.
That's right. And I need to make a decision. So Brandy gets out of the truck. She's pretty shaken up. She is not maybe Chelsea's chosen confidant. So she is pretty shaken due to the chat that they had just had. So she is shaken. She's shook. She shooketh. She is a little upset about the chitty chat they just had in the truck, right? So she goes straight to her father-in-law, which here's the second reason why Chelsea should not have chosen Brandy as her confidant. Her father-in-law is the constable for the Chambers County, which is where Vider is.
Chelsea's stupid. I'm sorry. Like, your daddy's the constable. Let me come tell you real quick. Let me borrow your fucking car, and then let me come and tell you afterwards that I killed somebody. But your daddy's the constable.
Somebody, and I'm showing you... what I'm doing, which, like, what secret is that? You think this is bugged? I don't understand what's happening. This is so bizarre. So she tells him everything. And from there, the law gets involved in the investigation. They interview Brandy's nephew, and his name is Cody Lee. So there's two Codys in the story. This is a tale of two Codys. One of them is Brandy's nephew, and that's Cody Smith. And then there's Cody Arnold. That's the guy that's involved with the two ladies who was also involved, who's involved with Chelsea.
You know, hire me to name your kids because
Cody.
And then I don't know about you. We had five different Brians in the sixth grade, just in my sixth grade class. We had a Brian Smith, Brian A, and I don't know why we called him Brian, and like multiple Brian Thompson. And there was mm-hmm. there was another one. We had to call them by their first and last names.
Right.
That
right.
sucks for those kids, I think.
When we chose our children's names, they could not be in the top 100 names. That was one of our criteria.
I think Aurora is now, but it was all
but
on our family tree.
Grade though, like maybe no. now, but like her
yes.
her age. I don't care about other kids being named that, but like I don't want my kids to be the 57th Jessica.
My goal is when they say Aurora in her classroom that she just knows that they're speaking to her until she gets to an age like college where she's sitting in a lecture hall and they should no longer be calling her by name unless she's
right,
in law
sure.
school or whatever. And then they can learn her name again.
And then they can learn her name. Yeah. So that's cool. So there's two Codys.
Unacceptable. But anyways, I'll get over it.
One of them's the nephew and one of them is the person involved. The second Cody, who's the nephew, is also apparently in the mix because Chelsea called him, which, how close are you to this girl? You know her nephew, but you don't know her father-in-law? I guess so, that they all kind of know each other.
Mm-hmm. And they're all the same age. They're all around the same age. It's all like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She calls this Cody nephew, nephew Cody, Cody Smith, that and asks him, hey, dude, I need some help with this body. And dude is like, no, thanks. I'm busy. I can't help you with that body.
And then she didn't murder him, which is confusing because if I ask you to help me murder a body and your response is no, like, I should kill you if I want to get away with murder. I'm just, like, fictitiously saying, like, FBI agent, I'm good to go. I'm not going to leave my house. That requires a bra, so I'm just going to stay here. However, yeah, it just seems all around, like, a bad business practice.
Not only does second Cody say, no, I'm not going to help you, Chelsea also tells him how the victim was killed. So she's asked him to help her dispose of this body and how this body's been murdered, which she has done. And he says, no, and you're going to just let him be like, okay, cool, thanks. I'll go ask somebody else. Like, this is
I don't
to the store.
Exactly. I don't want to hear that she murdered more people. However, it just seems another reason why maybe Chelsea Chip just
lost her shit.
Why it's very evident, yeah, why she lost her shit. It's very evident she just doesn't have all her ships in a row.
Lined up. All her ships. Her ships are sinking.
Loose lips sink ships. Chelsea.
That's true. And Chelsea's got some loose lips because she's telling everybody about her business. And it gets her into trouble. She gets arrested a couple days after Cody Arnold was arrested. Cody Arnold, we're guessing,
the accomplice.
Yes, is the accomplice. But also, they literally found the body in his apartment. So, I mean, like, kind of like, well, we're going to arrest you. And then a couple days later, Chelsea comes about. The upper portion of the body was wrapped in a black garbage bag, and the lower portion was wrapped in a blanket. There were shell casings in plain view on a pillow. I'm sorry. What? That's how you're going to wrap the body up? Why is the lower portion wrapped in a blanket? That's what I want to know.
That's not going to keep the blood and fluids in.
It's not, and it's that seems like...
And you're just going to store her...
And I don't like that.
Yeah, you're just going to store her where you sleep at night? Just chill. You're just
in the middle of your apartment with just shell casings everywhere. What kind of stalker do you live
in? Did you just let her lay where she died and that was it? Like, the disrespect. Well, one, I'm glad they didn't. It's more disrespectful, I feel like, maybe to move her and, like, do awful things. But still, just overall, the disrespect. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like. Okay, but you had this plan, like, there was no plan after, like, this was it. You're just going to, like, okay, I don't know what to do now. Because obviously, it sounds like this was a calculated thing. It wasn't like, oh, shit, this happened. It was like, I need you to help me take care of this. But, like, okay, then let's stop and let's think all the way through. I mean, let's not murder people at all. That's disclaimer. But the body was identified as the live-in girlfriend of Cody Arnold. We are not going to disclose her name. There were articles with her name in it, but we feel like that's disrespectful and her privacy is necessary. And also,
she's a minor.
And I think she was like 16, which means that technically she could still not even be 18. I mean, she's dead, but sweet baby angel. She was a baby. And that's so sad that, like, she went to go live with this older guy. And it's just like, ugh, I'm really sad. She didn't do anything wrong except love somebody who got her murdered. And we're not going to, if you want to look up her name, it's on the internet. You can find it, but we are not going to talk about it here.
So Cody Arnold later admitted that Chelsea Shep shot his live-in girlfriend between the hours of 2 and 3 p.m. on Saturday, March 26th. Cody says that his live-in girlfriend was possibly pregnant and she was only 16. She's like a minor being manipulated by adults. So just, I had girlfriends in high school. I had one particular girlfriend that I was really close to who was 18 and she was dating a 28-year-old man. And I remember I was like super against it. And that's, again, to me personally, that's mad weird. I understand that that's at that point that was legal. At this point, it's not because she was 16. Mm-hmm. But there's such a difference in maturity at that age. And if a 30-year-old, basically, if a 25-year-old man is going after a 16-year-old girl who should still be in high school, what conversations are they having? Like, what type of actual intimacy are they having? Because sex doesn't equal intimacy. So what kind of intimacy, what is the depth of that relationship? There isn't one. It's just all super surface.
Yeah. And they aren't having conversations. He's either using her or somebody's being used for sex reasons, or they have money. I mean, there is some sort of ulterior motive. I don't know what it is, but it's gross.
Yeah, it's super. So Cody said that Chelsea was telling him he was going to get in trouble for getting his live-in girlfriend pregnant. Like, yeah, because that's statutory rape, my dude. So Cody stated that he knew that Chelsea had different guns and basically, if I'm going to get in trouble, I might as well just like off her and the baby instead. I might as well try to eliminate the problem and see if that works, I guess. So another detail to note, but that I particularly don't find to have a key in, but a lot of articles said that it did. I have a different opinion. Maybe you have a different opinion than mine as well, Amy. But some of the details that weren't mentioned was so Chelsea supposedly, and so then I would assume the boyfriend, and I would also assume the live-in girlfriend, okay?
Probably.
I were to be making these assumptions, okay? So there were reports that Chelsea was really into the drug scene, like meth specifically, and it might have somehow been part of the murder. I feel like, and this isn't always true, but I feel like normally people that do drugs hang out with other people that do drugs. I don't hang out with people that, do hard drugs because I don't do hard drugs anymore. So that I don't want to be around the same scene. Especially meth. I just feel like that's so addictive. Anyways, whatever. So they say that meth was part of the issue. However, again, I'm not an expert. I know people do meth every single day, though, and not all of them are out murdering people. So I don't personally feel – I feel like that's just another way to say, she's a bad apple. I'm not saying that she's not a bad apple. I don't know Chelsea shit personally. So maybe this is another, like, reason why she's awful, or – I don't know if this is a coincidence or just a happenings. I don't think it's a coincidence, though. However, I just wanted to know.
No.
So a lot of articles.
Yeah. I think that meth, I mean, I don't do meth.
I know it gets you more aggravated. I do understand that it will rile you up. I think that's part of it.
The ingredients that go in it, it's like the poor man's drug, right? I mean, like the ingredients that go into it, it's like drain cleaner. I just Googled it. This is why I know what this is. And I watched a lot of Breaking Bad when it was on. So I just looked it up, and it's like ingredients are like battery acid, drain cleaner, antifreeze, like stuff that will literally kill you if consumed.
And eat your brain. For sure,
absolutely. And that's what happens. I mean, and that's like why meth is so serious and why so many people tweak out on meth and end up murdering people. Now, does every person that does meth murder somebody? No. But also, I don't know. I think that it had something to do with it, but.
You do? You think that it could tie into it?
I think it could tie into it. Mostly.
Now that you're explaining it like that, I guess it does make sense. I just think that sometimes.
I don't think you're thinking super clearly when you're on meth.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So I do think, while I don't think she was like, I'm going to smoke meth and murder this person. No, but I also think if her and this guy were having these conversations about we got to get rid of this girl while they're also doing meth together. That probably sounds like a super great idea.
Yeah, especially if they're addicted and they're just never, and their brains are just eaten away by the drugs.
Don't do meth, guys. Find a safer drug, okay? Meth is just, I had a friend from like middle school and high school who OD'd on meth, like after we graduated, like a while. And like to see like what that put her family through, and like we weren't close at that point anymore. We weren't really friends, but like, you know, I went to the funeral and whatever, and like, it's terrifying. It's just like, she didn't look like the same person. I mean, it's just like,
no,
awful.
It ages you so much. Mm-hmm. And like, you like slowly pick your face off. It's really,
oh yeah.
When I was the youth, I was all about trying different things, and I have never and will never try meth because I saw enough pictures of meth.
Yeah.
Teeth and meth
teeth.
Face
yeah,
is the what teeth. They call it. That's what they call it. I didn't, you know, I didn't term that, but that's what they call it, is meth face and meth teeth. And I just never needed, I never needed to try it after seeing that, because I was like, you know what? What if it's like real fun and I like it?
Yeah.
That's not, you don't want to, that's not, you know, it's not where I wanted to be in life. So I decided, I'll just keep my hands to myself in my own privates.
Right.
And then,
I'm not going to smoke meth. I'm going to keep my hands to my privates.
Exactly.
That's the new slogan, I think. we're all about creating slogans around here in these parts. I could see it being involved, like being a factor and also not being a factor. But if I had to, if somebody said you have to pick one right now, I absolutely think it wasn't like it had something to do with her feeling able to just so freely murder somebody. And I don't know like the motive, and I know we'll eventually find some more of that information out, whether it was drug fueled or not. Yeah. Wow. Whoa. Wowza. Do you think that crimes like these are starting to become more widely committed? Not like that we know more about it. I mean, obviously we do know more about cases like these because of like the internet and all that. But do you think that they're becoming more committed because of like the true crime movement, and it makes it look like, I don't know, almost like easier? You know, like when you watch a gymnast on TV and you're like, I could do that. Like, do you think people who like have that propensity to murder are like, I could totally kill that person better, and then they think it's a good idea?
Maybe when serial killers became a thing, more serial killers.
People, out there. I don't know. There's still so much we don't know about this case, so hopefully we'll be able to do an update at some point. If you know anything else about this case, let us know, because every once in a while we'll do an update on a case, and it's really fun to kind of go back through and see what's new, what new information is out there. Any final thoughts on our case today?
No, I think a lot of it's because we see more of it in social media too.
For sure.
I do. But however, on a side note, bad people are gonna exist. Regardless of where you are and what you're doing, you could be in the most like give back organization ever, where the heart of the organization is just at its purest point, and you're gonna encounter a bad person there.
Oh, for
it's
sure.
just, it's the way the world works.
Absolutely. And I was having this conversation with my therapist the other day about consent, and how when social media, I do a lot of research on cases, obviously, like we cover cases every week on the podcast, but nobody ever asks me like, do you want to see this reel about this thing or this TikTok about this thing?
Yay.
You just have to see it. And so I think because that information, there's no consent. I mean, you're consenting to open that app and look at that, but nobody said like, do you want to see this terribly sad video about this parent that just lost their kid and like they're talking about it? If I had to choose, no, I do not want to see that. But now I'm looking at it, and now I'm going to continue to watch it, and I'm going to do all these things. So I do think some of that comes into play, because it's just, it's there. And Chelsea Shipp's going to murder whether she's got social media or not. I do believe that. But I do think that information being out there is, it's just, it makes it seem more accessible maybe for people.
I could see that. I can see where you would draw that conclusion. Yeah. And I draw a similar one.
Cool. Well, that's the case for today. We hope some enemies became friends. And
bada boom.
Became enemies.
Oh.
Don't forget to water yourself. Go get some sun. And if someone tells you to smile, punch them in the throat. Until next week, order some merch And we'll see you then. Goodbye.
Bye.